Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December the 9th, 341st day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass.
I thought you forgot who I was.
No, I was wondering what you were coloring over there.
Oh, I was circling.
Oh, okay.
I'm doodling.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe someday you'll get good enough. People want your doodles too. Yeah. Our quote this morning comes from Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. The right man is the one who seizes the moment.
Or woman. I have to add that.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Actually, I just came back.
Are you Madam Chairman?
Not currently.
No. Do you that or Madam Chair or Chairman or Chairperson?
I call our chair Madam Chair.
Okay, good. That's fair enough.
But I just came from a conference with the county leaders, and there's a women's forum now that's been formed. So we spent a lot of time. Don't make that.
No, I'm thinking, a lot of times when those things start out, it's like, because there's five.
No, there's actually
now
a lot.
Now with 290.
Yeah, there are many women in local government, and
I'm thinking majority almost in a lot of communities.
When you talk all electeds, it could be, but not everyone bands together, and some folks find it as an opportunity to learn more and maybe more of a, I don't know if it's more bonding, but we had a lot of different workshops and forums.
You mean manipulative skills?
Well, let's just say.
I would. I'd be there for that one.
Rex tried to get in on the first meeting. He didn't get forcibly kicked out. He could have stayed, but he was the only man that tried to crash the events.
It tells you something, doesn't it?
Maybe he left
his high heels from Sir Optimus at home.
He did not bring them.
He didn't
wear them.
That was the not then. That was the past for him. So how was this CSAC versus some of the others you got?
It was as good as always to talk to other electeds in other communities and find out a lot of your problems are the same. When you talk homelessness, marijuana, drug usage. A big topic this year was human trafficking, which we don't really have a lot of conversations about. And while it's not exactly the same in every community, the struggles are very similar. Some people have come upon some things that are helpful, and others find themselves you talk to everyone and they think their problem is worse than yours at home. So it kind of gives you a perspective that no community is going to be perfect, that we all are working towards making things better.
I could see all three of those being related.
I think you're absolutely right. And that's part of it, is like, where do you stop the bleeding? And, because one connects to the other, exactly. And where's the biggest, if you disrupt one, which one would it be to make the most positive effect on all of them?
Which one would you choose?
I would say I would actually choose the drug, as far as trafficking, especially of the heroin and meth, seems to be really huge in all of California, especially if you have a highway going through your community. It's not so much the production that's happening here.
It's the use of the drugs.
Right. And there's also, the aspects of marijuana that... pluses and minuses, but that's one of the areas.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass, presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Virginia, the CSAC concept, is it educational or is it relationship building?
I think it's parts of, I mean, it's both. And I also learned there to stop talking in acronyms as much. So let's say California State Association of Counties. I'm trying to break a bad habit. I think relationship-based from the standpoint that you get to meet people in similar situations and you have them to call on when you come in up to situations that you may not know, well, what do I do? Who's doing this? Who can help me here? So I think in that respect, the relational aspect is big. And as far as the educational aspect, you know, not only do you learn about big state issues, you know, drought, water, human trafficking, marijuana was big on the list. You also attend workshops. You know, there were social media workshops. There was dealing with the media, which was quite an interesting workshop.
What did you have to say in that one?
Well,
that we just put up with them.
No, well, it was funny because they had these four different people, and many of them were former radio, TV, you know, interviewers that now work for counties, and basically had us trying to think on our feet. You know, when you get those unexpected questions, and I said they don't know Brian Papstein, and that I always have to come in here trying to do something that if you knock me off kilter, I need to have something I can knock you off kilter with, and. Sometimes I'm not too successful at that.
No, but that is certainly part of the game. It's intriguing for me that people that run for office, beyond small city council, school board, things like that, don't anticipate that. There are going to be the guys that are going to try to do something, and when there's a microphone in front of you or a TV camera, yeah, you're going to get a little nervous about it for the first little bit, and you don't want to say too much, and you don't want to say stupid. Okay. Well, now, for some, that's challenging, I get. But well, for most folks, I mean, you run for office, you expect the media is going to be part of that equation.
Well, and I think what came out of this workshop is that while there are a few that will take whatever you say and try to get you, you know, do a gotcha or make you look bad or do something with it, most of the media really is, they're under a deadline. They don't have time. They're coming to you. And like I said, you know, they come to you, their boss tells them, go cover this story. They don't know anything about that story. So they call you and, you know, they're asking these questions that are taking you off guard, but it's because they don't know. So it's a way to control the interview is to try to go in and help them, give them a little background before they start asking questions.
That's why I mess with you guys.
Well, that's because background too. Never know what you're going to ask.
Well, there's that element also. Was it well attended or?
Yes, that, extremely that well. They were surprised. They actually had more attendance than last year. I think they said like 290 electeds. I'm not sure because there was also, there's staff that attends, our CIA, the county administrative officers, the county clerks, public works, the public information officers. There were a variety of different people from different counties there. So it's, you know, it was a great attendance. The workshops were packed to capacity. Rooms that they had that were, they thought were plenty big, were overflowed with people standing on the sides. Even one on the tribal issues, which, you know, in Humboldt County, we're, we've got Supervisor Sundberg, we have very good working relationships with the tribes. Not every county has that relationship, and so it can be kind of a hot button item. And went into that room, and not only was the entire table full of people, completely around the room, shoulder to shoulder, people were standing. And it was like, okay, maybe next year this one needs to have a bigger room.
Yeah. Gee. Well, and, you know, I would think anything that has got topics involving money would be those
and
that
social
would,
impacts or land use impacts.
Money or cost, yeah, going out or cost coming in would be the ones that would be far more attended than some of the other more pedestrian ones.
Yeah, there was, and there's also committee meetings where you hear what's going on in different legislative. And there was a few of those that they're a little more dry material, and you get a nice written packet. So sometimes it's easier to attend the workshops, and then you still have the information from the committee meetings.
Is there anything going on at the state that is concerning for you?
Oh, there's lots. It's always concerning. I think, you know, one of the things that was talked about a lot was Prop 47 and what is really happening. And that's the one where, you know, the felonies were reduced to misdemeanors, and stealing a gun, unless it was over $950, you know, wasn't a, you know.
47 has become this generation's 13.
That, well, it's and, the whipping that, bo- and on top of the 80-109, yeah. So, but so there's you know, movement to try to fix some of those issues, such as, you know, looking again at, should it be maybe any gun that's stolen puts you into the felony category? You know, what are ways around this? Because the there's criminals out there that seriously, some people talked about criminals having calculators when they go to into store to make sure that they're under the threshold. And it's like, well, that's some savvy crook. Too bad they weren't using that to, you know,
those
to
are
do
career
good in
folks.
The community.
Yeah.
And so there's you know, that so that's not as concerning as that's hopeful, because, you know, there might be some help on the horizon. But nobody still knows how the money that's supposedly being saved from Proposition 47 is even going to come back to the counties to be used, or if there's any money that's being saved.
You mean there's no transparency at the state?
You know, let's just say people, you know, sometimes think working with local government's difficult. I think, you know, as you go up to the state and federal level, there's so many different levels of bureaucracy that it's not as transparent as you know, we'd like it to be.
So you could have just said, heck no, and saved yourself 30 seconds there. That's a clarity thing from the
I'm
media.
Trying to take up as much time with you so I don't have any of those surprise questions.
I know, the Tyson filibuster. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor and Traveler, Virginia Bass.
Yes. It's been a busy week.
Well, it keeps you on your toes.
That's the problem. Need more sleep.
Oh, fair enough. Any movement at all with the airplane?
I was in one last week. They moved quite well, actually.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. You know, you do have Greg with REDEC, Redwood Region Economic Development Corporation.
Foster, yeah. When he remembers to show up on the right day.
Ooh.
Yeah, he pulled
I'll remind him of that.
Pull that little one on Thanksgiving week on us, yeah.
You know, they're actually, as far as discussions, as far as I know, they're still continuing. There are several air carriers that are adding capacity, which is another phrase for, they have planes and they have crews, and they're looking to decide where they can go. United.
I think, isn't the argument competition now? Santa Rosa's exploding. Reading, Medford are holding their own. Okay.
We have 1,800, I think it was 1,800 seats a week going out. And Reading, even though they added a new flight, has 1,000. So it sounds like.
But if you have different carriers, then you don't have.
I think Reading only has United.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. But
Medford's got 10.
Oh, Medford and Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa's at 8
Gosh,
now?
Did you see that a deer was hit on the runway in Santa Rosa by one of them? Sorry, it was just, I divert. Or that the plane should have diverted, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about that recently as we flew into ours, and I know we have the fencing.
That's why we have fences, to keep them in, right?
I just wonder why they don't. But that'd be a bad way to miss your flight. But, you know, we did recently add the new jet that holds 76 seats, I believe. It's an Embraer 175. Anyway, they
clarity.
Well,
it's a bigger airplane.
It's a bigger airplane, good. And it's faster. I actually came back on that when I returned over the weekend, and it was amazing. The flight is really, you know, once you're up in the air, it's like 21 minutes to get back down. It's, you know, sleek. Lots
can
of
it go
leg
further?
Room. It can go further. That's the what I'm noticing is. If you ever look on, you go and you're checking your plane or you want to go check a status of a plane, you can click, where's this plane coming from? And it's amazing. The routes are so expansive. It used to be things would go from Arcata to Eureka to Arcata, San Francisco, and back and forth. And now they're all over. When it says, you know, there's issues in the network is much busier now. We can be affected by problems in Denver or problems in Phoenix because the planes that are, you know, coming to San Francisco are across the country versus just staying on the coast.
No, I was just wondering if the planes leaving here could go not necessarily just to the Bay Area, maybe.
I don't think they can go over to Hawaii or something.
No, so Eugene or Portland.
Oh, yeah. They can go north. They can go farther than that, I'm sure.
So really, it's not a.
It's not. For that one, but that's a whole other thing. That's adding a whole other route. And it's getting the carrier needs to believe that it's something that works for them because they are a business.
Really? In spite of some people's opinions, it is a business,
not a
charity. Yeah. So with CSAC, did you come out of there anything that was an upbeat, a positive, California's getting its act together, the counties are banding together, and we're going to be able to take care of this problem or that problem or anything in that realm?
Yeah, you know, you come away with the legislative priorities that the board of directors chooses year to year. And I didn't bring the materials with me, but, you know, you get reports back. You didn't get everything you wanted, but you did get this much. Maybe there was money you wanted to see put in the governor's budget for X project, but it only got, you know, partially funded. So those are the, you know, smaller victories. There's a
lot. Your top three victories from the convention.
What?
The top three positive news victories that you heard when you were there.
To bring that. It would all be legislative based. You know, I think the fact that people are willing to bring back Proposition 47 and try to find some fixes. Humboldt County, along with five other counties, received the first ever County Collaboration Award for the joint paper on marijuana policy. And so that actually, you know, whether you, you know, wherever you stand on the conversation, that was actually pretty big to be recognized because one of the points of this convention or conference is collaboration and working together because you do more regionally. And then if I were to pick a third, well, you're stumping me on this one. I learned that I was a circle and so is Rex. Would you like to know more about that? There was a speaker, this great motivational speaker, that basically all those personality tests you take that tell you how to get along with someone or how to do a message, it was actually funny, motivational, but she had people turned in squares of if they're a square or a triangle, a circle, or a swiggle. But she had this way, and when she got done with this presentation, you're going, that was the most entertaining thing I've ever done that actually was a personality test that you couldn't cheat on because you're just kind of like going on along with it. So if you haven't guessed, circles are, you know, outgoing, like to keep everybody happy. Yes, they talk a lot. That's exactly
talking
it.
Circles.
That's
yeah,
in circles. Ryan's a triangle.
We'll worry about that one later. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:41.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, since last we got together, you hired and then had the hiree decline.
I call it so near and yet so far.
Yeah, okay, fine. That kind of sounds
that's
like...
my philosophical.
Sounds like retirement to me, but that's okay.
I can agree.
Yeah, except I think it's further than what I think.
So it may never happen.
Yeah, it may not be quite so near. Does that happen regularly, where you offer a position of that magnitude to somebody and then have it, kind of, for whatever reason, fall through?
I don't recall it happening while I've been at the county. I mean, we've had to do some hiring of some fairly high-profile positions, you know, county council, director of planning and building, which we're in the process of going to do that again, and haven't had to come back. And this, you know, I was disappointed. I was surprised. But, you know, people have their own reasons, and sometimes what seemed like a good idea at the time probably sinks in the magnitude of the change in, you know, whether it's moving a long way from your support network or into a community that is quite different in terms of even you know, amenities or the social ills that might be there and challenges.
Are there that many for the department opening positions you have that are local, that are qualified, that can be put into those positions and who know what's going on and would be willing to be put into those positions?
You know, I'm not sure how many there'd be, but I think there's a school of thought that sometimes you want to take a look, and if someone from, you know, outside the area can come in, sometimes it brings a different perspective. We get stuck in our own little rut. You don't want someone who operates by different laws in a whole other state where things are totally different. But there's a lot of similarities between states. And sometimes someone coming in with a fresh perspective is a good thing. I mean, our county council came from,
Look at the department heads you have now. How many are local? I mean, local like you and I.
I'm going to 19.
I mean, you can argue Billy Hansel is number two.
Jeff Dolph.
Okay.
Is local. Longtime local. Yeah. Dewey Dolph.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think Tom Matson grew up here. So they're going, department heads. Kevin Hamblin had been here for a very long time. Rob Wall has been in the community for a long time, but I don't think grew up here. He's the interim. I would say there's a certain percentage, but I've never actually asked for their profiles.
Yeah,
how long have you lived in Humboldt County?
It might be interesting, you know, because I know everybody wants a mix of the institutional knowledge of what was, how things have been, as well as having some perspectives from outside the area and not being too narrowly focused.
And then, you know, in some cases, there have been people who have been in our community and left and gone somewhere else, and then come back. I mean, it's happened when there's been people that
were
local at the county that went to the city and then came back to the county.
Well, people just, you know, actually physically left the area, you know. So I think
we have a caller. No.
Yeah, well, you got another minute. You're going to have to suck it up there. Yeah,
hold the
fan club back.
I could put them on air, but we don't have time.
No, I see. It's one of those kinds of calls, yes. Well, have lots of luck looking for department heads. I mean, it seems like you're going to be kept busy for the next little bit.
We are in transition.
Always.
Always. Yeah, we always. This just seems like a little more transition than usual. It's not exactly my favorite way to look at starting the year, but... you know, starting a new year's transition in itself.
Hey, being able to hire a couple of people is always fun. It's the process to get to that point.
Yeah, the process is. But, and this process we just went through was a really good process. And that's, I think, the most frustrating part is the effort and time of community members. And we're going to make them have to go back and do it again.
We'll have fun with round 2, 3, 4, 5.
We'll be reporting in.
All right. We've been Talking Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug somebody you love. See you then.